Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You will have heard of the phrase, put out the stops, or putting out all the stops. If you are not an organist, you might not have realised that that phrase does in fact come from the pipe organ, because we put out stops to make the organ go louder. If we put out basically all the stops, it does that. Although we can't actually pull them all out, because if we did, it wouldn't sound particularly pleasant. It would sound something like this. So we put out most of the stops instead.
Boy, a big old church pipe organ. I miss that sound. So many of the churches these days, and it's fine. I mean, teach their own. Absolutely. I'm not saying one's right, one's wrong. So many churches these days have the contemporary rock and roll band and everything, and it's fine. I find some of the music a little lame as a musician, but it's not about that. It's about worship and fellowship and the rest of it. So again, I'm not saying what's bad or what's good. You do what you do, and God bless you. But I miss the sound of the big old pipe organ. Oh, what a glorious sound. And expensive, too. Oh, boy, that's an elaborate machine, man. A good buddy of mine, his older brother, is a friend of mine growing up, Gladys, in high school. We played together in the first rock and roll band I ever played in, come to think of it. And we wrote some songs together and recorded together as kids, and it was great. And we've lost touch, unfortunately. But his big brother, who was also a terrific musician, ended up in his career. He's kind of a hippie guy, very bright, but just kind of a hippie dude. His career was servicing pipe organs in churches, servicing them and repairing them and then dealing with if you needed new pipes or whatever. What an interesting feel, but man, the sound of those things is just awesome.
Anyway, so that's where that phrase comes from, huh?
Pull out all the stops. Yeah. Yeah. I happen to know that just as, my wife's, maid of honor was a church organist, as a matter of fact. The lovely Bonnie. And so I would watch her play and ask her questions about it and stuff like that. Because, again, it's unbelievable. A guitar player with, like, a wall of Marshall amps or something got nothing on a church organist in terms of creating an awesome noise. Anyway, it's funny. I miss that sound. I got to seek out a church that's got a big old pipe organ and just go listen to the music. Anyway, back to the business of the hour. Referenced this last hour and I wanted to pay it off. This is from the Washington Times, Tom Howell writing about the continuing and growing trend of Americans voting with their feet on politics. Political leanings help create a state-by-state political divide in America. And we'll hold off on a discussion of how good or bad this is and some of the whys. I just wanted to get to what's happening first. There's talk of a great decoupling in which Americans sort themselves by ideology and create deeper shades of red and blue pockets across America. Again, that's on the is this good or not and what's it likely to, you know, what effects are it likely to have. And I don't want to get too much into that, but he writes, residents are fleeing high-cost liberal states such as California for Idaho, Texas, and other places. Politics isn't the leading cause, but signs show it is a clincher for conservatives who are fed up with the state's one-party rule. Well, if you're new to the show or you haven't listened, you don't listen much or you haven't caught this, we get emails in particular all the time from former or soon to be former Californians, just because the talk show started in California and grew throughout California before it extended nationally and now to a rather successful podcast. And so, you know, we have a great reservoir of wonderful folks who've listened for a long time from California. And when they vote with their feet and leave, they always drop us a note because, you know, we've talked about the challenges of the wonderful, gorgeous, ridiculous, corrupt, idiotic state of California. And it's all those things. Anyway, they always let us know. So we've got probably a better sense of this trend than Tom Howell Jr. in the Washington Times. Terrific writer, and he wrote a great piece, but we get hammered with this stuff all the time. And I've made the point before, but I want to make it again. He says politics isn't the leading cause. Yeah, it's tough to say what's the leading cause for a lot of people. Few things are only one thing. There's often a stew. When you hear Gavin Newsom say, we want to fly illegal immigrants to California to have abortions at taxpayer expense, that's galling. When you hear that same lunkhead governor suggest that if there's a custody dispute and mom wants their boy to have his penis removed and become a girl and dad thinks that's abhorrent, especially because we're talking about a child, Gavin says, bring that child to California and we won't even help law enforcement in that custody dispute. We'll make sure that kid can get disfigured here in California. You hear stuff like that? Is it the costs, the expense, the high price of everything, or that makes people leave? Well, it's both. It's both. You can put, ask any former California. You would put up with a lot to live in California because it's so cool in so many ways. But after a while, you just get worn out. Anyway, back to the article because it's very informative. Let's see. The politics isn't the leading cause, but it is a clincher. In other cases, economic opportunity upends the political makeup of a state or calcifies an ideology within a region. Those flocking to, for instance, manufacturing jobs in Texas. They work hard. They probably don't have lofty degrees. And that brings them in with them a conservative worldview and defying odds makers who said the state was going to be trending blue. Well, it's not really happening. Conversely, an influx of college educated voters is hitting states such as North Carolina and Georgia, and giving their political DNA a more liberal bent over time. We were talking about North Carolina earlier, the Research Triangle, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, that whole big area, Cary, North Carolina, is seeing a huge influx of tech workers and people with college degrees and master's degrees and the rest of it. And North Carolina, reliably red, you know, since the dawn of time, is getting more and more purple by the day. The Conservative Convention of States Action nonprofit recently released a survey that found people were increasingly basing their locations on political considerations. In the poll, which was conducted by the Trafalgar Group, more than 4% of independents and Republicans reported moving in the previous 3 years to regions that more closely aligned with their beliefs. Now, you hear 4%. That's not many people, but hang on now. 4% of independents and Republicans reported moving in the previous 3 years to regions that more closely aligned with their beliefs. I mean, 1 out of 25 isn't a ton, but it's worth noting. About 1% of Democrats reported doing the same, so far fewer. I think part of the reason for that is that Democrats are hugely concentrated in urban areas. And so you've got the vast majority of Democrats already in places where Democrats are in charge. And just by the sheer bulk of their numbers in the big cities. I mean, there are some liberals in Austin, Texas, for instance. But, I mean, compared to the population of, Seattle, it's a blip, really. So that's part of the reason of the imbalance in those numbers, I think. But the pollster said the trend is poised to accelerate. About 10% of independents and Republicans said they were planning to move in the new year to regions that more closely aligned with their beliefs. Even if they don't all pull the trigger, 10% said they're planning to move next year to places that aren't so obnoxious politically to them. About 2% of Democrats said the same thing, but five times as many independents and Republicans. Now, I've got to pause again, a little analysis. It's up to you whether you think my analysis holds water or not. I think it probably does. If you're a conservative and you're thinking of leaving where you are to somewhere more friendly politically, it's almost certainly because you think there's too much government, too much regulation, too much nitpicking, and obnoxious policies like, giving abortions to anybody who shows up at taxpayer expense. But in short, there's too much government control. And that's going to get you out faster than a Democrat who thinks there's too little political control here. I want more government doing more things. And the imbalance is, and I think you know this already, a government that has too much power, good luck clawing back 20% of that. Getting government to give up power. We've talked about this plenty, right? Once they get the power, you're screwed. I mean, I'm trying, you're trying, we're all trying to get more freedom, more liberty, less regulation, the rest of it. But it's a tough slog. The progressives, rather, on the other hand, are asking the government to give itself more power. That's an easy slog. Are you kidding? The bureaucrats are spoiling to do that. Hell, even some of the good conservative ones. That's cocaine for politicians. Wait a minute. You think I ought to have more power, more control to implement that which I think is good and right? Maybe they're people of good conscience. But it's crack for a government official to be told, you really ought to have more power. Which is why our founding fathers, God bless them, designed the system that we have with all the checks and balances. They were desperate to prevent politicians from having too much power. You know, it's funny. Judy and I went on a vacation, I guess it was last summer, and we were walking along a beach, and it was really windy on the beach, and a dad and his son were playing catch with a football, which is beautiful and wonderful, brings back great memories. But the dad was throwing the football downwind, and the kid was having to throw it back into the wind. And I was like, Dad, switch it around, for goodness sakes. Kid's struggling to get the ball. Come on, dummy. Well, in the same way, those of us who would like the government to have less power, we're throwing the ball into a 40-mile-per-hour wind, whereas the progressives, please. They just drop the ball and it'll start rolling down the beach in that direction, if you know what I mean. But enough on that metaphor. Where were we? It's like five times as many independents and Republicans. Independents and Republicans are the same in those numbers. I wonder why that is. Want to move to places more friendly politically. There are some really good insights on this and some more statistics, some of which will surprise you. I just took a look at the clock. Holy cow, we're running late. We'll come back with more on this phenomenon next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
All right, so we're diving into this piece by Tom Howell in the Washington Times about how Americans are voting with their feet and heading toward places that are more politically comfortable for them. Or, you know, I would phrase it differently. I'd say places that are run more in a way that's more closely aligned with their values. But I kept going off on tangents, so let's get into some of the statistics. Mark Meckler, who we've known for years, haven't seen him in a while, but he's the president of the Convention of States Action, says it's been well documented that there's been a significant exodus of citizens from blue states since the start of COVID. But this incredible data reveals that it is Republicans and independents who voted with their feet and moved to states more aligned with their values. One of the hidden insights of the 2022 election, the red states got redder and the blue states got bluer, is clearly true. He pointed to Florida, which gained nearly 330,000 residents during the height of the pandemic, and morphed from a purple state into what appears to be, anyway, a Republican stronghold. Around the same time, Republicans made big inroads in voter registration in Florida. They flipped the Democratic advantage in 2018 into a Republican edge of more than 350,000 registered voters as of Halloween this year. Ron DeSantis, who resisted stringent lockdown policies, romped to re-election, etc. They mentioned some of the big wins in Florida, which were quite noteworthy. Other states are undergoing single-party makeovers. 37 states have trifectas, where the same party controls the governor's office and both chambers of the state houses. There are some states that just have one house, I believe. But anyway, there are 37 of these trifecta states. Republicans control 23 of them. And Democrats control 14, according to Ballotpedia. There's an imbalance in population, though. The blue states tend to be higher population, Texas and Florida being notable exceptions. It's a larger number of trifectas than at any point from 1992 to 2021 when they started to pay attention. And California, which has single-party control, has been losing residents to other states for two decades. About 7.5 million people have departed, and 5.8 million have moved into the state since 2010. Lower- and middle-income people said high housing costs were a big factor driving the migration, according to the Public Policy Institute of California. The Policy Institute's senior fellows wrote in a recent blog post, quote, "Even so, broader political differences about the role of government in society could still be a factor in some migration decisions." Oh, I guarantee you it is. Conservatives feeling unrepresented in state government, because they are, might be drawn to states that they see as a better ideological fit. Four people already inclined to leave California for other reasons. Politics might push them to finally pack their bags. Ding! That's exactly what I was trying to say. The expense and the crime and the bums and the junkies and the rest of it are a huge factor. But when you're completely unrepresented in your state government, just because of the population of the big cities runs the state, you want to leave. Do you think it's a coincidence that Illinois is one of the other giant exodus states? Chicago and its suburbs have so much population, the rest of the state is totally unheard. Then they go into Texas, one of the top destinations for conservatives fleeing those liberal states. Greg Abbott, the Republican, won re-election easily despite a perception that the state's turning blue. People taking jobs in chemical and technical manufacturing sectors in Texas often aren't, you know, college liberals, and they're flocking there to Texas because it's such a manufacturing hotbed these days. We don't have much time left. An Axios Ipsos survey from August found 30% of Americans considered moving during the prior 6 months. For a long time, mobility was so stalled. You know, there's more to this. We'll squeeze in a little more and got a lot of great stuff to come in the next half hour. Stay with us if you can. If you can't, grab the podcast later.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Show.
Well, it started out.
Here's the snap. Brady dropping, looking. Brady throws. Caught ball. It's caught. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Rashawn White. Touchdown, Buccaneers. Fire the cannons. Bucks tie the game at 16.
So that was Monday Night Football last night. Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, according to most who looked thoroughly mediocre the entire game. Came back in the final seconds, stunning fashion. A couple of touchdowns, fourth quarter. Actually, in the last 3 minutes, I think, and won the game. I watched the Manning cast, they call it, where Peyton and Eli Manning watch the game and chat and have guests and the rest of it. So you get, it's like two shows in one. I really enjoy it, but I do love the football. Man, I tried to quit football. I tried so hard. I'm a junkie. I'm a pathetic junkie. Just like the game too much. So getting back to the really interesting piece in the Washington Times, which is long and chock full of information about folks voting with their feet in America, moving to states that are more politically comfortable to them. They like the style of governance better and the significance of that. There's some more statistics to look at. I hope you find this as interesting as I do. You know, it's funny. I'm looking at my phone. I'm getting updates and flashes and stuff about the Georgia runoff. Well, we were just talking about Texas, where there's a lot of manufacturing and people with pickup trucks who like to hunt are going there to take great jobs, et cetera. And maybe part of the reason is political, but they're, you know, more likely Republican voters just by nature. And those people are moving to Texas a lot. Now, there's some intellectual type. That's wrong word. College educated lefty tech types who are moving to Austin. But it's not been the trend that some people thought it would be. Texas looks pretty solidly red at this point. Meanwhile, Republican strategists fear an influx of college educated residents will make Georgia more competitive politically and eventually move the state away from the conservative-minded, low-tax, pro-business policies that fueled the economic growth that attracted all the lefty newcomers. It's the don't California my Idaho, don't, what would it be, I guess, don't New York my Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp is a Republican. Now, I'm going to read from the Washington Times. I actually disagree with some of this analysis, but I'll tell you why. Where was I? Governor Brian Kemp is a Republican, but President Biden knocked Georgia into the blue column in 2020, months before voters opted for two Democratic U.S. senators. One of them, Raphael Warnock, is locked in a tough runoff election battle with Republican Herschel Walker. You might not like hearing this, but it's true. Trump completely alienated the suburbs, especially women in the suburbs. And that vote is a critical swing vote in Georgia. Downtown Georgia, I'm sorry, downtown Atlanta and the college towns are going to go Democrat no matter what. And the vast geographical swaths of Georgia, the more rural parts of Georgia, not entirely rural, but, you know, small towns and cities in rural Georgia, are going to go Republican, no matter what. It's all about the swing voters in the suburbs. And Trump performed miserably with them. And several Trump endorsed candidates and just, you know, the candidates at Purdue and what's-her-face Kelly Loeffler did terribly. They really underperformed. I mean, Brian Kemp, the governor, who's very popular, got way, way, way more votes than they did. It's just bad candidates. Combination of Trump alienating a lot of suburban women and a lot of suburban dudes, too, and the weakness of candidates. I don't think it was a real, you know, movement of Georgia toward the left. I really don't. Anyway, back to the statistics on people moving where and why. An Axios Ipsos survey from August found that 30% of Americans considered moving during the prior 6 months, which is astounding. Although economic concerns were most prominent, social issues and values were factors, the pollsters said. Republicans were more likely to consider moving to red states than blue states by 50% to 20%. Now, that's when you get into, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, or what's the real cause of why they moved to a particular place. If Republicans are 2.5 to, Republicans who are thinking of moving are 2.5 to 1 more likely to move to a red state than a blue state. That's maybe about money, because blue states tend to be more expensive, but not exclusively. I mean, you could move, for instance, from California to rural Oregon. Oregon could not be a bluer state, but it's got big chunks of it that are pretty red and pretty inexpensive. I mean, if you're out in rural Oregon, you can get a place for very reasonable. So it's got to be politics in a way that I think they're underappreciating in these polls. Democrats, on the other hand, were more likely to consider moving to blue states than red states by about 2-1, or even swing states by 2-1, said Ipsos pollster senior Veep Chris Jackson. For the most part, people look to be going to a safe space for them for their ideological identity. The Trafalgar results we talked about earlier backed up those findings. Mark Meckler said, America is in the midst of the great decoupling. A quiet but important trend in American politics is the growing tendency of Americans to seek out and live near others who share their values, work at similar jobs, worship at the same churches. In short, for Americans increasingly to connect with those who live similar lives. That means blue-leaning individuals tend to seek other blue-leaners, red-leaning, etc. It's a public policy professor at the University of Texas at Austin. He said the trend isn't always super intentional. Some people settle where they grew up or don't move far, which can reinforce the trend. But we've clearly seen a trend toward clusters of like-minded people with clusters at the community level, blah, blah, blah. Some analysts aren't convinced the divisive politics will result in mass migration. Others think other things are loom larger. They mention abortion, etc. I will tell you this. I'm really curious about what it does to our federal system and federal politics, because a system where you have practically permanently, you know, pick any number, 20 red states, 20 blue states, and 10 purple states, and very, very little movement of those numbers, that's going to be different. And the idea of bringing all Americans together, I'm not a candidate for Black America or White America, I'm a candidate for all America. Are people going to bother to say stuff like that? Why would you? Which is another reason why the Electoral College is so important. Oh, thank God for the Electoral College. Can you imagine if through the movement of populations, the coastal densely populated states decided every single presidential election, and if it were just the raw popular vote, it could be like 10 states. And we did that model once. It was a couple of years ago on the show. We were talking about why the Electoral College is so important, such a great idea. But if the election went a certain way, 10 states could decide every single election because they had the bulk of population. The other 40 states would never be represented in the executive branch ever. And if you'd like a violent revolution, that'd be a great way to start one. Make sure people feel completely unrepresented. Anyway, where this goes, I don't think anybody knows, and I'm sure there are twists and turns in the road ahead that none of us can anticipate. But I think part of the driving force behind this is that what used to be local power is now state power, and what used to be state power is now federal power. And so people are, and government at all levels has grown in what it does and what it's concerned with and how involved it is with your lives. And so in 19, I'm just throwing out a number, it really doesn't matter. In 1980, to move to a different state because of politics, I mean, you'd have had to been a super ideologue or way out there or whatever, because it just didn't matter nearly so much. All politics were much more moderate, and all government was much less involved in your life. It wasn't nearly as activist-y. So, and it's funny, none of these analyses even mention that, which is crazy to me. But, you know, they have their blind spots, as I'm sure I do too. But why so much movement? Because of government policy? Because so much government. Your thoughts, have you moved? Are you going to move? Are you thinking about moving from one state to another? And why? And is it even possible to rank the reasons, really? I'm not sure it is. Email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. That's mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Use something obvious in the subject line, why I moved or something like that. And we'll maybe next hour tomorrow we'll talk about some of the things that y'all say about it, because it is a huge phenomenon in the U.S. right now. All right, we're going to finish strong in minutes. Hope you can hang around.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
He's out there saving the country.
You know what?
He's a rock star, I think.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
You're like the Holy Spirit. You are all places at all times.
Sitting beside me right now, I'm not going to let you cheat. You have to guess. And a hint, his name is Michael Avenatti.
You're something else. Michael Avenatti, I'd like to meet you sometime over a dinner.
You got lucky tonight. We're back with attorney Michael Avenatti. He is a main player.
Looking ahead to 2020, one reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
Yes, contender for the presidency, Michael Avenatti. Why did we play that? Well, to set up playing this.
Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti has been sentenced to 14 years in prison and ordered to pay $7 million in restitution after admitting he cheated four of his clients out of millions of dollars. The sentence from a Southern California court should run consecutively to the five-year prison term he's currently serving for separate convictions in New York.
Some things need no comment. The silly, silly fools of the mainstream media. They see so much through emotion. I think that makes it harder for them to spot a con man, I guess. He's saying the things they want to hear. I guess we're all guilty of that to some extent. But speaking of the silly, silly, untrustworthy fools of mainstream media, we will soon have up a link to the excellent debate that I've referenced between Matt Taibbi and Douglas Murray on the one side and Malcolm Gladwell and Michelle Goldberg of the New York Times on the other, as to whether you should trust the mainstream media. It's terrific. It's an hour and a half long. I never watch anything that long in the course of, you know, getting ready for the next show just because it takes too much time. It was so good. I watched the whole thing. Interesting stuff. And we'll have it posted, a link at armstrongandgetty.com before long. Check back once or twice, maybe a little later today. But if you can clear enough time to watch it, it's interesting. Not only, you know, in what's said, and the conclusion of the debate and the shocking, spoiler alert, voting at the end of it by the audience, which goes from almost exactly 50-50 whether they accept the premise you should not trust the mainstream media. They had the audience vote in advance, thousands of people too. It's not a huge hall, but it's a pretty big one. And it went from 50-50 to 2-1. Again, sorry, spoiler. But the people arguing you should not trust the mainstream media won the day. It was the record for that debate series, actually. And it's really good. Again, that'll be at armstrongandgetty.com. Before we go, I wanted to squeeze in a couple more thoughts and comments on the whole the Twitter files, Elon Musk, Matt Taibbi, speaking of Matt, and the Hunter Biden laptop story and why it matters, not just about Hunter and Joe Biden and whether the big guy's getting his 10% in the Biden crime family, but the collusion between the Biden administration and or the FBI, the Justice Department, and social media to influence the outcome of an election. And they're all claiming, well, it was righteous concern about Russian interference, but there are a lot of reasons to think that's not true, that they just all agreed behind the scenes, we can't have Trump get elected. And we're going to do what we got to do. And I think they use Twitter as dupes, by the way. Twitter are 98% lefties who were more than happy to be duped. But I feel like they got duped. And here's a little more detail on that. Michael, I'm going to ask for a clip here, a clip number 20, please. This is Mike Emanuel on Fox News.
The political storm is underway with conservatives accusing social media giant Twitter of censorship in the lead up to the 2020 election. And its new CEO is promising we haven't heard the whole story yet.
There will be more smoking guns because the obvious next question is, well, what happened after the election?
Twitter CEO Elon Musk teasing there's more to come after his release of internal emails relating to the social media giant's actions prior to the 2020 election. Musk allowing independent journalists Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss access to the internal documents.
You know, well, give us one more. Give us 22, Michael.
Taibbi laid out round one of what he learned in a lengthy tweet thread on Friday. He wrote that posts and users were routinely removed at the request of both political parties, noting Democrats held more clout on that front due to political leanings of staff.
Matt posted like political contributions of Twitter being over 99% Democrat.
To make his case, he revealed this comment between Twitter employees saying, quote, more to review from the Biden team. Then the response handled these.
Yeah, and I love Mike Emanuel, but I think he missed the really, really powerful point, which is that you have the sitting administration, the executive branch of government, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, that's the president, and his people saying to a private enterprise, look into these Twitter posts. And the response came, taken care of. So you have Twitter, a social media giant, executing the wishes of the executive branch in terms of who ought to be shut down and who not. And I didn't, I couldn't because they're shut down, but I didn't look into those specific tweets or Twitter threads and why the Biden administration wanted them shut down. But the fact that a private organization be executing the censorship wishes of the executive branch, that's incredibly troubling. We know Twitter's biased and full of a bunch of woke lefty youngsters. Everybody knows that. It's not a shock. But if the executive branch is censoring by proxy, that's something everybody needs to know.
It's time for final thoughts now with Armstrong.
Beautiful. It's kind of funny we're doing final thoughts since like half of the team is gone. We talked about having executive producer Mike Hansen as an honorary final thoughtist, but we didn't get that set up. We're actually working on replenishing the crew, but Michelangelo, do you have a final thought you'd like to share?
Actually, there's a clip I'm going to play real quick. It's a 12-second clip here.
Just quite frankly, they're not worried about getting in trouble. They know nothing's going to happen to them. They know they're...
So I never seen this. Check it. These doors don't open. None of the liquor. Put your ID and press scan. It starts scanning your ID. Once it's done scanning, it says what door. I want the Bud Light door.
What is that?
Those are doors that scan your ID in order to purchase alcohol. So instead of going to the clerk, you're now going to hold your ID up to the door. It'll scan it. And then if you're 21, it'll give you a drink. Now, I was just thinking, you know what else it'll do? It'll track you and you'll be getting stuff from the beer, you know, companies in your emails and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Good poll there, Michael. Good conclusion. Yeah, if it's reading data, it's probably collecting data. And if it's collecting data, it's selling data. My final thought is a lot of good stuff at armstrongandgetty.com from the hot links, including the Matt Taibbi, Douglas Murray et al. Debate, which I thought was terrific. Hot links, you can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Have you or are you considering moving to a different place, partly because of politics? Get some A&G swag to make sure you have it in time for Christmas. Armstrong and Getty store. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
I understand, you know, how shocking that was for people, man.
Right.
You know.
That is offensive to me.
I need both of you to stop.
It is over.
I said bye.
Adios, mofo.
Son of a... Come on.
Are you sure of that, dude?
Well, yep.
Absolutely.
Ah! Okay.
The point is not well taken. Thank you.
When it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
And that's it.
The meeting is done. The meeting adjourned.
Thank you all very much.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojackie.com. Made for women by women.